Afghanistan's Loya Jirga, a grand national assembly of tribal elders, got underway today after a 24-hour delay. More than 1,500 representatives from around the country have gathered in Kabul, where they will spend the next week meeting under an enormous air-conditioned tent. Their assignment is to elect a new head of state and approve a new government to rule Afghanistan for the next 18 months. NPR's Ivan Watson reports from Kabul.
After yesterday's unexpected delay, the Loya Jirga finally opened this afternoon with a Muslim prayer chanted by a blind cleric. This Loya Jirga is part of a United Nations-sponsored peace process aimed at breaking Afghanistan's 23-year cycle of warfare. In his address to the delegates, the UN Special Afghan Envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, urged representatives to set aside ethnic and tribal differences to work for the good of the people.
Your people have had enough of hatred and war. The members of this emergency Loya Jirga must work together to find Afghan solutions to the problems of Afghanistan. This is a heavy responsibility, but it is the only way to end the suffering of your people and ensure peace, stability, and prosperity in this country.
When the national anthem played, the assembled delegates rose from their seats. This diverse assembly of Afghans is comprised of academics, bearded tribal elders, and scores of women delegates. But it also includes warlords with troubling human rights records. UN observers say the elections for representatives to the gathering were plagued by violence and intimidation. The former Afghan king, Zahir Shah, inaugurated the Loya Jirga sitting at the head of the tent in front of a giant map of Afghanistan. Some of the country's ethnic Pashtun leaders want Zahir Shah as the next head of state. But in a breathy speech that was barely audible to Afghan listeners, Zahir Shah repeated yesterday's announcement that he would not seek any office in the future government. He also said Hamid Karzai, the chairman of the outgoing government, would be the best man to lead the country for the next 18 months. Karzai then took to the speaker's podium and proposed formally declaring Zahir Shah father of the country with residence in the former royal palace.
Muhammad Zahir Shah Baba, Zaimi Milli Afghanistan.
Karzai went on to give a triumphal and energetic speech that continued for more than 20 minutes, stressing his twin goals of peace and unity. That same theme was echoed by Yunus Kanuni, the interior minister of the departing government and a key leader of the Tajik-dominated Northern Alliance. He won the most enthusiastic applause of the afternoon with this surprise announcement.
In the interest of national unity, I proudly volunteer to resign from the Interior Ministry. I suggest that Mr. Karzai give this post to someone else who deserves it. To show that there is diversity in his cabinet, give it to someone else.
It was a gesture designed to dispel fears that the ethnic Tajiks from the Northern Alliance would try to hold on to the key positions they've occupied in the interim government. The Loya Jirga is supposed to elect a new head of state tomorrow, but it looks like the question's already been decided in favor of Hamid Karzai. Early this afternoon, ex-president Burhanuddin Rabbani, a potential Karzai rival for the post, abruptly withdrew his bid and threw his support behind Karzai. Ivan Watson, NPR News, Kabul.